Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Church Lady Now on blogtalkradio.com. Today's teaching is The Names of God. This is one of a series that we are doing. And today's name is Jehovah Jireh, the Lord who provides. I am Brother Grant, and I am welcoming our listeners to another show with Church Lady Now. This program is designed to help us mature in our Christian walk. And Church Lady Now broadcasts every Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. on blogtalkradio.com. This year, we are on a path to know God. Our goal is to help you to know God and have a more intimate relationship with Him. For the past 2 months, we have been studying the Hebrew names of God. And today, we are going to focus on the compound name of God, Jehovah Jireh, which means the Lord is our provider. Before we start today's teaching, I want to give you a brief overview of our ministry. The name of our ministry is Church Lady Ministry, and we do two things. We teach the Bible to all people, and we serve the less fortunate, which includes homeless people on the street, as well as men, women, and children in our homeless shelters, and women and children in third world countries. Now, Church Lady Now has been broadcasting on blogtalkradio.com since 2013, and to date we have 120 Spirit-filled Bible teachings available to you. You can go into our library at any time and listen to all or any of our past programs, which are open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In our first year on the air, we taught on knowing God. The second year, we focused on who is this man Jesus. And in this third year, our focus was getting to know the Holy Spirit and the role he wants to play in our lives today. This is a rotational teaching series. That is, that we provide new teachings every week. This year, our teaching about God is not the same as the teaching presented in year one. We are growing in our understanding and relationship with God, and therefore, we invite you to join us on this journey to know God. To help you assess the most recent program, we have placed Church Lady Now ads on our Facebook pages, and each ad contains a white circle with an arrow in the center of the ad. Click on the arrow, and the link will take you directly to the teachings on Blog Talk Radio. Or you can go to blogtalkradio.com, and this ministry is pleased that you will then follow the search box and put in Church Lady Now. And from there, you can go to our page and follow our program. Now, the first thing you need to do is you need to go down the posted ads, and once you pass them, you can then get to the programs. Now, our mission with Church Lady Now is to present the good news and the gospel of Jesus Christ, because the Lord has anointed us to preach good tidings, heal the brokenhearted, proclaim liberty to captives, and the opening of prison to those who are bound. And that is Isaiah 61:1. Now, the Church Lady is Artis Oliver, and she's the Northwest leading practical Bible teacher and an international evangelist with a prophetic anointing to help people develop their own relationship with Jesus Christ and to ensure that they have an experience with the Holy Spirit. Now, Minister Artis Oliver, as we said, also known as the Church Lady, earned her master's degree in divinity from Covenant Bible Seminary in Lakewood, Washington. And in addition, she has traveled internationally with the Marilyn Hickey Ministries, spreading the good news of Jesus Christ in Africa, Russia, and Korea. Now, our ministry contact information, for those of you that want to call us, is area code 253-472-6213, Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Or you can email us at churchladyministries@gmail.com. Now, we're on Facebook under Artist Oliver and Church Lady, and also Church Lady Ministries. We have two separate Facebook pages, but either one will take you directly to Blog Talk Radio, and you can leave a message for us, you can like us, and we will contact you. Now, our teachings for this year, 2017, have included prepare for the new year. Be still and know I am God. God is merciful and compassionate. The name of God, Elohim, God of all. Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals. Adonai, Lord and Master. Jehovah Imkwadash, the Lord who sets apart. Last week, Jehovah Ra, the Lord my shepherd. And this week, we have Jehovah Jireh. Now, this is our sixth teaching on the Hebrew names of God, and the name is important because it is how we are known to others, and the names of God represent his power, his actions, and his reputation. God is known as Elohim, God of all, Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals, Adonai, Lord and Master, Jehovah Imkwadash, the Lord who sanctifies or sets apart. And sanctification is a process done by the Lord. So today we're going to learn what the Bible says about the Lord, my shepherd, Jehovah Rapha. And that is really Jehovah Jireh. Now, today we're looking at God who meets our needs, and that's God that provides. God has proved that he meets the needs of his people. And in the book of Deuteronomy, it states so. Do you remember when the children of Israel were into the wilderness? That can be found in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 8, verse 3. Now, they wandered in the wilderness for 40 years. And while they were in the wilderness, God provided for all of their needs. He provided manna for food, garments that did not wear out. And the wilderness experience taught the children of God that he was their basic source of life. So listeners, get ready to learn about our basic source of life. God is our basic source of life. And let us now welcome the church lady. And she will remind us of the provisions of God, and she will teach one great sermon today. So, good afternoon, Church Lady.
Good afternoon, Brother Grant. Thank you for that awesome introduction.
Well, thank you, because I know we're going to have an awesome teaching.
Well, you know, sometimes these teachings hit home, and this particular lesson is hitting home. And so it is my prayer that this lesson minister to all of us today, because in preparing for tonight, this lesson has really been ministering to me. So good afternoon, listeners, and thank you for joining us for Church Lady Now. Today we're going to focus on the compound name of God, which is Jehovah Jireh. Jehovah Jireh. Say that with me. Jehovah Jireh. In the Bible, names were given to children that had meaning. Names were given to people that had meaning. For example, the name Abraham means red earth because he was created from dust, the dust of the earth. And the name Moses means drawn forth because he was drawn out of the water by the king's daughter. In the Bible, a name told you something about the person. The same thing is true for God. There are several compound names by which God is known that describe his glorious character. The first compound name for God mentioned in the book of Genesis is Elohim, or El, which means he is the worship one. He is the only object of our worship, our praise. We adore him, and we trust him completely. When we worship one God.
Please excuse me, that was my error. Friends, we worship one God, who is three distinct persons. He is the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. From the book of John, we learn that the three are witnesses, that the three bear witness in heaven. And those three are the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. Now, from the book of John, chapter 1, verse 14, we learn that the Word became flesh and made his dwelling amongst us, that we've seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son of God. So we know that God is a God of three distinct persons. He is Father, he is Son, and he is the Holy Spirit. Our foundation scripture for today is found in the book of Genesis, chapter 22, verse 13. Now, here in Genesis, we're going to meet Abraham. Abraham looked up, and there was a bush. And in that bush, he saw a ram that was caught up twigs. Abraham went over, and he took that ram, and he sacrificed it as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called that place, "The Lord will provide." And to this day, it is said, "On the mountain of the Lord will provide." So today our subject is Jehovah Jireh, the Lord, our provider. Here's the backstory. In the book of Genesis, the Bible tells us that God had promised Abraham a son. However, Abraham and his wife were up in age. I think Abraham was 100 years old and his wife Sarah was 90. And they were childless. But God had made a promise to Abraham. Now, the odds of them having a child when Abraham was 100 years old, was maybe 100 to 1. That's my guess. But at God's appointed time, Sarah conceived a son. Now, that's the backstory of what we're going into today. Now we're going to enter the teaching. We're going to get into the meat of the word. In order to get the provisions of God, Abraham was tested. He underwent a faith and obedience test. Now, here's what happened. God called Abraham, and Abraham responded by saying, "Yes, here I am." Then God told Abraham, "Take the son of your old age, take your only son, and go up to the mountain and sacrifice him to me." The next morning, Abraham got up, chopped some wood, saddled his donkey, got his two servants and his son, and then he went to the mountain to make the sacrifice. He traveled about a 3 days journey, and on the third day he stopped and told his servants to stay with the animals and wait for them while he and his son go to worship God. To wait for them while he and his son go to worship God. Abraham saw the place of worship
from a distance. That means that he saw where he was going from a distance. He and his son walked to the place of worship. And en route, his son said, "Daddy, we have the wood for the sacrifice, but no animal." Abraham responded, "God will provide a lamb." Abraham built the altar, and then he tied his son and placed him on the altar. And then Abraham took a knife and lifted it in preparation for sacrificing his only son. And just as he was about to cut his son, the angel of the Lord called his name, Abraham. And Abraham said, "I am listening." The angel told him to lay down the knife and not harm the boy, "for I know you truly fear God, because you have not withheld the most important person in the world to you from him." Abraham looked and saw a ram in the bush. He took the ram and sacrificed it on the altar in place of his son. Abraham named that place Jehovah Jireh, "The Lord will provide." There was a test before Jehovah provided for Abraham. The test revealed many things about Abraham. He had faith that responded to the word of God, and he had faith to obey and trust God. In response to his faith, God provided a substitution sacrifice. God has made sacrificial provisions for you, me, and all mankind. Jesus is our sacrifice. He ended the practice of life and blood sacrifice. Jesus, our sacrifice, ended the practice of life and blood sacrifice for salvation. God's provisions are based on his grace. Therefore, he provided a sacrifice for himself through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Today we're talking about Jehovah Jireh, the Lord our provider. Jehovah Jireh is about trusting the Lord to provide. Abraham was faithful to God, and God was faithful to him. Most times we look for Jehovah Jireh during times of difficulty. But from Abraham we learn a lesson. Abraham taught us a few lessons about being faithful to God. Abraham taught us that God seeks obedience. God seeks us to respond to him with a, "Yes, Lord," with a, "I am here, Lord." Abraham taught us that before he went to sacrifice his son, he believed that God would come through. He didn't know how, he didn't know when, but he told his servants to wait for us. Not wait for me, wait for us. Abraham did not doubt God. Abraham went to worship God during his test. Abraham didn't say, "I'm going up for a test." Abraham said, "I'm going to worship. I'm going to honor, I'm going to esteem, I'm going to adore God." And Abraham told his servants, "Stay here. Wait, we will be back." The Lord is Jehovah Jireh. He knows our situations, what we stand in need of. Today, you and I must make a decision to have big faith and God to provide. From Abraham, we learn the first step to God's provision is obedience. Obedience to the word that we know. Are we obeying God? Do we have a loved one who is questioning our obedience? Is our walk with God so clear that our loved ones can enter into obedience to God based on our faith and our example? Beloved, doubt is not of God. God is known as Jehovah Jireh, the Lord who provides, and we must remove doubt from our lives and never doubt God's provisions. Talking about Jehovah Jireh, the Lord who provides. Now, in closing today, the Bible tells us that God looks over his children. God is looking over you and I, and he delights in providing for us. However, God's provisions are part of his covenant, and we are responsible for being in covenant with God. We are responsible for learning to give God first place in our lives. God provides when we obey his word and according to our needs. The God that we serve knows our needs, and he is able to provide for us just like he did for the Israelites. He provided water for them, water from a rock, and food from heaven. Our God is Jehovah Jireh. Beloved, I pray that you are encouraged by this teaching. I pray that Jehovah Jireh resounds in your spirit as you go through the balance of this week. This concludes today's radio blog. Now let us go back to Brother Grant for our closing prayer and ministry information. Brother Grant?
Yes, Church Lady, that was wonderful as we learned more about the names of God and his role he's going to play. Now, for our listeners, we have a perpetual prayer, and this is what the Lord said to Moses. Tell Aaron and his sons, this is how you are to bless the Israelites. You are to say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Now, amen. Church Lady Now listeners, you can partner with us to help us spread the good news of Jesus Christ. And our partners are asked to make a small monthly donation of $19.99. Or you can do it as one payment of $240 a year. Now, all donations are to support our ministry, and they are fully tax deductible, as Church Lady Ministries is a fully tax-exempt 501c3 tax-exempt organization. And that means that if you provide or make a donation of more than $250 in a year, we will provide you with a tax form, and that is fully tax deductible. For those contributions less than $250, we will provide a form if you request one, and we will be more than happy to do so, because our donations are used to help us support our ministry, which outreaches to the less fortunate and teach Bible studies to all people. Our Bible teaching includes this radio blog, Bible classes, seminars, retreats, Holy Spirit encounters, and nights of prayer. And the Church Lady Ministry is good soil to sow your financial seeds, because all contributions, as I said, will go to the purpose of meeting our two goals, to teach and to serve. And you can send a check with your name and information to Church Lady Ministries, 3002 South 47th Street, Tacoma, Washington, 98409. And if you need further information, as I said earlier, you can call us at area code 253-472-6213 Monday through Thursday from 10 to 3 p.m. Now, you can also visit our Facebook pages, which are Artist Oliver Church Lady or Church Lady Ministries, where you can like us and follow us. You can also like and follow us on blogtalkradio.com, or, as we said earlier, you can always contact us via email at churchladyministries@gmail.com. Now, until we meet with you next Wednesday, this is Brother Grant saying good evening and God bless you until we see you next Wednesday on the radio at 5:30 p.m. Pacific Time.